talk about it, on both sides of the border has a free trade agreement. But there was never a notion, to my knowledge, anywhere in the system, up on top or in the bowels, that thought of this as a North American Union. After the free trade agreement was signed in 1989 and came into force, the United States and Mexico decided they wanted to have a similar agreement. And they proposed negotiations on a bilateral basis between the two countries to have another FTA of their own. Canada was concerned about that because we felt, among other things, that it could be a painful experience if Mexico, for example, were able to get a better deal than we did or get concessions that we didn't. In order to protect our interests, and they were actually going to model their agreement on the CAD-US agreement. It was going to be a CAD-US agreement, whatever add-ons they could put or adjustments. So we said, well, we want to be part of the negotiation. So then NAFTA came into existence, and you had there for the first time the notion of trilateralism, or a North American continent.
One has to look at what has been the effects of these agreements. And they've been very good for some powerful sectors and not at all good for poorer people, for working people, for those that are not benefiting from corporate profits. So here in Canada, for example, since we signed the bilateral free trade agreement with the United States, two-thirds of Canadian families have experienced a decline in their real incomes. Also, if you want to talk about the North American Free Trade Agreement in Mexico, some 2 million Mexican campesinos, that is peasant farmers, have been displaced from their land. Some have migrated to cities. About 500,000 every year try to enter illegally into the United States to find work. So it's not so good for people at the bottom of the social ladder.
The Zapatistas, who launched their rebellion on January 1st, 1994, accusing the problems of Chiapas on NAFTA, got it backwards. The problem of Chiapas in southern Mexico, and all of southern Mexico, is not NAFTA. It's the absence of NAFTA.
I think the beauty of North America is that our three countries are pragmatic and they're problem solvers. They ask themselves, we've got a problem here in our economy, we've got a problem here on our borders, we have a problem in the environment, how are we going to solve it? Is the best way to solve it is if we do it at the local level, at the national level, or would it make more sense if we explored it at the continental level or the global level? We determined a long time ago that the best way to deal with trade is at the global level. The General Agreements on Tariff and Trade in 1947 decided on a course that would systematically, over time, dismantle trade barriers. And they have. They brought them down very far. Not far enough, but they brought them down very far. That was done at the global level. I'd be in favor of continuing down that path of negotiating between sovereign governments to solve different problems, to create an institution, create a broader sense of identity or of North Americanness as part of an instrument to help us avoid our parochialism and solve shared problems.
NAFTA was essentially a business contract aimed at dismantling trade and investment barriers and assuring all three countries that their sovereignty would not be affected by this and that they would remain independent. Now, one of the major concerns that Canada and Mexico had about NAFTA was that it might open their capital to being taken over by U.S. multinational corporations.
If you are a large corporation and you are given national treatment with any country, meaning as a corporation, even if you're a foreign corporation, which most of Canadians, Canada's primary corporations are foreign controlled these days, that you're given the rights of a citizen in that nation with the powers of a citizen, and corporate rule is pretty much free trade. But where it sits right now is that as the corporations have gained the status of citizens, they can challenge our laws. So even if municipalities, federal or provincial bodies, establish laws for our country.